cloudy here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee Republicans outside of Nashville have called for a state intervention into a city tax hike on Lower Broadway's honky-tonks. Top state Republicans want lawmakers to return for a special session to address higher property taxes on Music City's biggest tourist draws. Only outgoing Governor Bill Lee can call a special session, and with only a few months left in his term, Lee doesn't seem keen. At a press conference today, Lee signaled his support for a more collaborative fix for Nashville businesses.
Well, it's really important that we listen to business owners, and we're doing that, and we're hearing that. It's also important to remember that the city makes collections for those business owners.
Lee says he's spoken with Mayor Freddie O'Connell about a more permanent solution, balancing the business owners' need for relief and the city's budget. O'Connell's office confirmed those talks, but wouldn't discuss specifics. A union for taxi and rideshare drivers wants the Nashville Department of Transportation to reassign two downtown traffic enforcement officers. The union says the officers have been harassing and even racially profiling Black, Latino, Arab, and Asian drivers around Lower Broadway. The Tennessean reports the union has been circulating a petition to get the officers removed. Tennessee Drivers Union President Joseph Hill says there have been documented instances of the officers unfairly issuing citations. NDOT tells the paper that the union's claims have not been substantiated, but if they find proof of misconduct, they'll address it quickly. The National Weather Service says there's a chance for severe weather tonight. Impacts include damaging winds and heavy rain. Those are the primary impacts, but there's a low chance for hail and a very low chance for tornadoes. That's for a majority of the area. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.